The Career Point Career Center in Holyoke would not normally be open on the Veterans Day holiday, but it opened its doors for 2.5 hours Monday morning to host a job fair just for military veterans.
So we're hoping that vets can come in and reconnect and hopefully move their careers along.
David Gadare, the executive director of Career Point, says on a typical day, they'll see 40 to 50 veterans come into the local state employment office looking for work.
I think this is a tremendously motivated population. They are back. They have served their time. They come with very specific skills of dedication and good team play, good communication, and because of that, I think they make for tremendous candidates.
Massachusetts has more than 85,000 veterans of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. The unemployment rate nationally for post-9/11 military veterans is more than 14%. Linda Kandich, a veterans employment representative with the Massachusetts Office of Labor and Workforce Development, says there is a reluctance on the part of some employers to hire veterans.
Well, I think a lot of employers have some preconceived notions about veterans and what they may have gone through in terms of combat veterans, and maybe they think that they're not employable because they may have suffered from post-traumatic stress disorder. But actually, that's just a small number of veterans that are actually coming out of active duty or the Air National Guard or reserves.
Wilfredo Nieves of Chicopee came to the job fair Monday. An Army veteran, Nieves says he believes he has the qualities of a good employee.
You know, the Army teaches you to work as a team. And the more you work as a team, the more the company benefits from that. You can't do worse than not hiring a veteran.
McNairn Packaging of Westfield has a long history of hiring veterans. Kristen Pospolita of the company's human resources department was at the jobs fair looking to fill 30 openings.
The skills that veterans are bringing back from the recent wars and the wars before, that they are, you know, transferable to McNairn Packaging. We're hoping that that mechanical aptitude and that the ability to move product and run big equipment can transfer right over to McNairn and help us to become successful and sustain in Massachusetts.
State Senator Michael Knappick said employment specialists believe military veterans could help answer a skills gap that threatens to leave local employers unable to fill hundreds of future job openings.
Another initiative that we're really focusing on is the precision tooling industry in Western Massachusetts. There's going to be 1,500 job openings, so we're looking for an additional way to get, you know, newly returned veterans into higher skill set training for precision tooling, because that's an important part of our overall manufacturing base in our region.
The state's Office of Labor and Workforce Development awarded grants totaling more than $20,000 to local career centers in Western and Central Massachusetts to promote ways to link the business community with veterans. There have been job fairs, networking events, and hire a vet promotions at sporting events. Another veterans job fair is scheduled Tuesday at the FutureWorks Career Center in Springfield. Reporting from Holyoke, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.